We got Brian from Everett on the phone. We should talk to him in a second. I think he'll sing to us. But I got a question here from the blog, markmaron.com, M-A-R-C-M-A-R-O-N. Jason, the Jew from Wisconsin, did you ever get the bluegill fry at the Haysack? Did you ever get the bluegill fry at the Haysack?
I didn't mean to make it sound like I was a country bumpkin.
What does that mean?
I lived in a city.
But I mean, what's the Haysack? Is it a good place?
I have
place?
No idea what the Haysack is.
Oh, see, you're letting down Jerogo. Jerogo, who's a big Jim Earl fan, is going to be upset with you. Apparently, it's a cool place. That's what I'm thinking. Or maybe I'm outside of the joke.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go there.
Isn't a bluegill, is that a fish? A Wisconsin lake fish? They have lakes in Wisconsin, don't they? I'm not good on geography.
Yeah,
Can you get fish up there?
Well, they have lakes and rivers. And
bluegill fry at the Haysack sounds pretty good to me.
Friday night fish fry is very common.
Right, so it sounds authentic and pretty exciting to me. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Thank you, old Zeb, for the enunciation way to say that. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Well, apparently, the guest that we booked to talk about bovine spongiform encephalopathy has been stifled by the USDA beef stooges. I don't know what happened. We had a cell phone number on him. He was going to call us from a land phone. Now that we can't even get a noise to come out of the thing when you dial the number. I think the meat stooges got to him. They're trying to keep this thing under wraps because half of us have got prions plowing through our brains right now. Turn it into mush. That's what's going to happen. And you're just going to be sitting there, and your grandkid is going to be going, how come Grandpa doesn't know my name anymore? Why? And your daughter's going to say, because he's senile. And that's not going to be it. It's going to be because of that damn burger you ate, and these bastards are covering it up. And now they've gotten to Dr. Michael Greger. They knew that he was going to be on the show. It's one thing they stick a conservative bug into the computer. Now Rove is controlling the weather out here. That's why it's been so cold in L.A., because Rove is on the top of the White House with a Reichian cloud buster, making hurricanes, clearing the slate, getting rid of the poor people, hoping they turn back into fish. All right? Maybe be served up at the Haystack in Wisconsin. I don't know. But I'm telling you, They silenced Dr. Michael Greger, but they haven't silenced Brian from Everett. Brian, honey, how are you?
Who can sing at a time like this? You know, they're building a spaceport in the United Arab Emirates, man. Did you see that?
I heard a spaceport?
I got a computer image in the paper of a spaceport in the UAE.
Is that for Michael Jackson to leave?
I don't know, man. I think they're going to be bringing in uranium from the actual planet Uranus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. And then there's condiment-sniffing robots in San Diego, and my mom's an FBI agent and all that stuff.
Whoa, back up.
Wait a second, man, because it was the Huskies. That's my alma mater, man. And they were playing on Thursday down in San Diego, and then there was a bomb scare, right?
Yeah.
See, this is beyond coincidence, because I've worked in arenas, like for the food service, right?
Okay.
And so somehow this ties in with me.
Right.
Obviously, because
everything does, Brian.
Because I got no friends.
I understand.
But it's like but it turns out they bring in this condiment sniffing robot or something.
A condiment sniffing robot.
Well, because it's an unattended box. They think it's a bomb scare, but it turns out to be condiment.
Your mom has an unattended box?
Well, you know, that's not my responsibility. But listen, it's like, as it turns out, it's like, as it turns out, man, listen, it's like, so they find out, well, it's only condiments after all, but the FBI agent on the news, her name was my mom's name.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't your mom.
But I'm trying to write a song here, and I've been thinking of going back to my roots, kind of the country acoustic stuff, and I have some ideas, but I'm just so frustrated, and so it's such a brain-crunching episode time, they're not going anywhere, you know,
But you got a song? You're going back to your country roots, back to, could the song be said at a bluegill fry at the Haystack?
At the bluegill fry at the Haystack.
See?
Learn to love your... I can't say that.
Yeah, okay, man.
But,
all right.
I have some more ideas for songs, but I just have writer's block in finishing them.
I think the next song should be... Well, do you have something for us now, or you called to tell us that you're making progress?
You know, it's like...
Do you have a fragment?
Don't come home a-drinking. Yeah, you've heard this one, with loving on your mind. You know, you've heard that before, haven't you?
That's not your song.
I know, but I wrote some like that.
Well, did you call to play the song or just to tell us that you're busy doing the song?
Well, listen, man, I don't know. This is just such a truck. Okay, here
you sound like you're well medicated.
I was born again, abortion. It's not going anywhere. See, I've got the idea.
Why don't you work on this one? How about a song?
Well, here's one.
All right.
Don't do your Pilates when you're making love to me. I like that one.
I think that has possibilities.
Yeah.
You're beautiful
when the moon shines on your ear hair.
Your ear hair? I think you got to write one about your mom's unattended box.
Well, she's the investigator. FBI stands for Find Brian Innocent. Anyway, you know. So anyway, but that's all I got. I had more issues to talk about. I had beefs. I had all this stuff. I'm gonna be a hungry comedian, man. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go out there and lay down the tarp in the comedy theater and let it go for 5 minutes. What do you think? Should I do it? Do I need to?
It'd be a unique approach. In all my years as a comic, I never saw anyone who laid down a tarp in the comedy theater.
Yeah.
So I think you've got a unique angle there. I'm sending you two CDs. I know you were looking. Did you find it? Or
I haven't got them yet, but when they're here, I'll give you more inspiration. I'll sing a real song.
Okay,
I'll really form a real song
all
for
right.
you, and I'll love you and keep it up. And the best way to solve global warming is to get people to sit down and do nothing.
That's a pretty good point. That's interesting, isn't it, Jim?
People do too much.
Okay, Brian, take care of yourself. Be careful.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. See that? See, even Brian, if
That's
everyone just sat down.
Did nothing.